Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you all to another edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Monday, April 15th, tax day, 2019. I know a lot of you people think today might be one of the worst days of the year. It's a Monday and it's tax day. Double whammy. Double whammy. And by the way, you better have filed your taxes. If not, you have 5.5 hours to get them filed. Or that's the last thing I'm going to say about it. But, praise God, I'm so happy that you could join me tonight here on The Miracle Man. And I know that God has great things for you. And this is Holy Week that we have just entered into. This is Holy Week. And I talked about Palm Sunday Wednesday. Tonight I'm going to talk about the Last Supper. Tomorrow night I'm going to deal with the time Jesus shed his blood. And then on Wednesday night, I'm going to share the 7 sayings of Jesus. So that's to kind of give you an outline of lessons for the week. Because in a normal week, I just kind of, we'll keep going through the certain books of the Bible and what have you, and then I'll trying to determine what part of that I'm going to focus at as I go along, usually like the day of. But with this being the Holy Week, I kind of predetermined what would be when, as far as what I was going to teach and when I was going to teach it. Okay? Okay. Now, Miracle Man, as the Miracle Man, I did end up going to the IX Indoor Amusement Park on Saturday. I ended up getting there a little bit after they opened. Left around 4 o'clock. And it was a lot of fun. They had a lot more big rides than what you'll ever see in Michigan, other than Michigan's Adventure. Maybe even including Michigan Adventure. Because to me, Michigan Adventure, that's mainly good for the water park. And a couple coasters along the way, but I have a question. Oren, why can't they split up Michigan's Adventure Amusement Park and Water Park, have one on the Detroit side of the state and maybe in one on the other side?
No idea, but that's a good idea.
I wish they would do that, because personally, folks, I don't know about you, I don't know about you listeners, but to me, I don't have the desire to go to Muskegon. I don't. I'm more of like a Detroit area and South kind of guy, or to like Cadillac or Ludington or something. To me, it's just not Muskegon. I don't mean it. I wouldn't say it's tough out by any means. It's just me. I'm just not the biggest of it. But so the rides themselves. Some of you may ask what my favorite was. There were a lot of really good ones this year that stood out to me. The Frenzy was a lot of fun. It's like something we used to have here in Midland called the G-Force. The Kamikaze was awesome. It went upside down. And it, a couple of times you'll stay upside down for a few seconds. Lauren, that's your favorite, right? That's your favorite, being upside down for like 3 seconds or whatever?
No, that's not.
Yes, it is. Just giving you a hard time.
I know.
And quite honestly, listeners, those of you who ride that stuff like I do, you have the right to your own ride choices and ride opinions. I have mine. You have yours. Generally, if you tell me that's a kiddie ride, I'll agree with you and stay off it. Some of the ones that you might think are boring, some of those I think they still have merit, still have a purpose. Like to kind of relax you in between big rides. And that's a good way to look at it, though, isn't it? Because that way you get something, a little bit of something out of all of it, folks. And that's something to think about. As far as pricing, it was not really any more than the fare Midland fare per person, but it had way, 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 way more rides. But there were a couple different roller coasters in there. One ride I always like is the Mega Bounce. Gets kind of bouncy. And listeners, believe it or not, this was my fourth IX. My first was in 2014. Then I went in 2015, 16 and 17. I forgot about it or something. And then last year and this year. And the cool thing about it is that kind of makes for a winter respite / spring break type thing for the kids. But I feel like I almost wonder if it wouldn't be a bad idea for them to do it in, like, January, February instead. Because then that makes it more like a true winter respite. I would like to see Cobo have a carnival, maybe. Maybe some of the time that they won't be having the auto show now, because it's going to be in June now. Maybe that could be a carnival. I think that would be a lot of fun. Have you ever seen the ceiling of Cobo Hall on pictures?
I haven't.
Because I'm curious if that ceiling would be big enough for the most part to support a carnival that would include rides like a Ferris wheel, a Freak Out. Obviously, it could support a Himalaya, a Ring of Fire, and then swings, Obviously, the gravitrons are okay because those are level. And whatever, any other really big rides they want to bring in, maybe some of the ones from Ohio would like to bring some stuff. I think it'd be not a bad idea because I'm surprised that the IX is possibly one of the only such events where you can kind of have an end of winter, start of spring carnival like that. Some of your listeners may be asking, Miracle Man, did you get an elephant ear? For those of you who don't know, I am a big fan of elephant ears. However, in that building, you couldn't really smell the elephant ears the way you would smell them inside. I mean, the way you would smell them outside. It's kind of different. I was trying to contact Maple Leaf Amusements, the company who has brought rides to Midland the last couple of years, for an event in the old Ford dealer. Just to see, you know, when they were going to come here, if they are. Because I'm just kind of curious. But I tell you, those elephant ears, those things are so delicious. They really are. There was supposed to be a place going into Saginaw Mall called Circus Time Snacks. And they were supposed to have, like, certain fair favorites and that. But I wonder how you would do that, though, make certain fair rides permanent. If they were to make an anchor store and do something like that. Wouldn't that end up being, like, making it into a warehouse, possibly?
Maybe.
Because then it would be... Because that's an idea I always envisioned for that hall... for the old Sears, even when it was a Sears, and the hallway around it was that whole thing being turned into, like, a permanent amusement park that would have, like, fair rides that were not sold to a carnival. Because maybe the previous carnival went under or whatever, and they couldn't find a buyer. I'm sure there's a lot of rides out there like that, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like Between the Himalayas, Freak Out, stuff like that. Do you bet they could find a zipper from like that, maybe, possibly?
Maybe.
The idea of this would be, but then wouldn't there be a way to reconstruct them, though, to so that they're permanent rather than being on a trailer?
I'm not sure.
And then maybe a little coaster type thing. But this idea would be like, and obviously if I ran something like that, it would be kind of based on value and that. And there would be, and we'd do events and stuff like that if I had a say personally. And I am kind of, a carnival insider, does that mean someone who works for them, or does that just mean, or can that just mean like someone who follows them a lot?
What'd you say, buddy?
A carnival insider, would that just be like someone who follows them? You know what I mean? Like what they're up to, kind of?
Maybe.
But kind of, because every so many days I get emails from a certain carnival website. About kind of what's going on in certain places. And to me, it's just, there's just been something about it to me. Cedar Point is awesome. As far as liking more, one more than the other, it depends on what you're looking for. It totally depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for roller coasters, you got to go to Cedar Point. The Carnival ones just aren't quite the same. There's certain games in that, though, that you'll, and that I feel like you'll only find at a Carnival and not as much as an amusement park. Also, I have yet to see the roller coasters playing, fun, upbeat music that you can dance to like the Himalaya does. Like in a way, that dance music on the Himalaya, though, that's actually pretty fun, isn't it?
Kind of.
You don't remember?
Oh, buddy, you have a caller, okay.
Okay. Hello there. We got a caller calling into the show. Hello? I'm going to need you to speak up, listener. I cannot hear you.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello there. You reached the Miracle Man show. What say you?
What say you tonight? I just wanted to say that, you know, I think amusement parks are absolutely a blast, but amusement parks are only as great as the people you go with. And when you take somebody to the amusement park and they love it as much as you do, then it makes the whole day a blast. And I just wanted to know what you're going to preach about tonight, because I'm super excited about it. And you've been saying, like, oh, I'm going to preach about Easter. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I know you've been studying, so I just can't wait to hear what you have to say tonight. It's so exciting.
It's going to be about the Last Supper tonight. It's going to be about the Last Supper and kind of about what happened with Judas, what happened there at that table. At that table with that Last Supper, you know, and why is it so important for Christians to take communion?
Oh, wow. I can't wait for you to start talking about that. I have a personal question, or maybe it's a personal request. I think people can call in radio shows and say, I have a request. But I want to know if you're going to sing a song tonight.
Well, yeah. Yes, I can.
Oh,
I will be
yes.
singing a song tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, okay. I'm going to call and see if your Bonnie, I know she just got home from the hospital today, but I'm going to see if she's available to listen to it.
Okay.
Are you going to sing about the cross?
I'm going to sing what God puts in my heart for me to sing.
Oh.
Yay.
Okay. All right. I love you. Thank you, Miracle
Man. Because
Man.
I have to let God be involved. I have to.
Oh, yes. I agree. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Snoop. I mean, Mr. Miracle Man.
Miracle Man.
Miracle Man. Yeah. Not Snoopy. I don't know where I even got that from. Miracle Man.
Because that has nothing to do with the show. So, whatever that was about, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know where it came from. Yeah. So,
okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
What?
I said
okay.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much for the call. Bye.
You're so welcome, sir.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yep. But I, as a listener, but I have to say, that caller was so right, though, about those thrill rides that really important that the person you're with also really likes them, because that makes it a total blast. It really does. And it really does, and it makes for, like, the good screams and memories and everything else. A couple more quick things, and then I'm going to move on. Yes, I did go to Chick-fil-A right after I crossed the border into Ohio. I said I would probably do that, but I didn't want to make a promise because I didn't want to make a promise and break it. But yes, I did go to Chick-fil-A. I did get the classic chicken sandwich with waffle fries and a Coke, which you can never, ever, ever go wrong. Because it is a true classic. And then also, a quick plug for Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, it always wins every time. It's not like Tiger Woods. But, okay. Well, this is awesome. We got another caller. Hello there. Hello there. Hello there, you've reached the Miracle Man. Hello there. Your phone's breaking up. Do you know what's going on? Why are we having issues?
Are they talking at all?
Nope. I heard the phone and like the windows and that, and then after that I heard nothing.
Maybe it was an accident call because it was your mom again, so maybe she called on accident.
Okay, sorry about that. Where was I? Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is not like Tiger Woods or these other golfers who will win a golf tournament, whether it be one of the regulars or one of the majors. And if you're wondering what that whole Tiger Woods reference is about, I'll get to that near the end of the program, because that's part of sports. But in the world of soft drinks, where there are only so many teams, you know, all these different flavors. No, Coke, vanilla, and cherry in the new one, in my opinion, they're all in the same family, right? Because the cherry and that are just subproducts. Does that make sense, Lauren? They're just other subproducts of the same thing. Mountain Dew has the same thing. Pepsi has the same thing. Sprite has the same thing. Fox. So out of all that different stuff, in the opinion of the Miracle Man, Coke is the undisputed winner every time. Can never go wrong with an icy cold Coke. And yes, I say icy cold even though I don't like ice in my soda. How do you say that? Well, it is pretty cold when it comes out of that fountain. And if you don't put ice in it, it's less watery. So there you go. I'm going to give the plan real quick, and then I'm going to tell you listeners how you can tell others how to be a part of the show. We're gonna pray, and we're gonna open up the Bible together and read Matthew 26, and get into talking about that Last Supper. What happened at that Last Supper? And what is this whole communion thing all about? What on earth is it? What on earth is it about? First, what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you guys how you can tell others how to be a part of the show. After that, we're gonna pray. We're gonna study Matthew 26. And then I'm gonna teach and exhort on it. Then we're gonna talk about sports, specifically tonight for sports. I have some Tiger stuff. I have Pistons. And I have Tiger Woods. So, some sports stuff, but not a ton. The nice thing about that is that means a little more time to teach. And yes, I will be singing a song at the request of a listener, even though I had already planned on singing a song unto the Lord tonight in honor of Easter week. Sorry about that. I just wanted to make sure that not all you listeners heard me saying anything about getting a drink refilled. Okay. Listeners, now, this is important, what I'm about to say. This is Easter week. So, I want you to tell as many people as you know, please, tell other people how they can be a part of this great radio program. And by the way, their kids need to listen to the show, too. At least to the Word of God. Because we believe in miracles, we believe in salvation, and I heard something last night when I was watching Pastor Rob Parsley's newer sermons from like several weeks ago. In it, Pastor Rod said, 82% of people who will be saved when they die, 82% of those people will have given their life to Christ by the age of 10. I know some of you adults may be thinking, oh, you're saying there's no hope for my friend to get saved? No, I'm not. Not at all. What I am saying, though, is it's really important that people find a love for God at a young age and that they get saved and that they give their life to Christ at a young age. That's why it's a good idea. If you got a, you got a friend or whatever, they're not saved, they got kids, why not have them listen to it together? And furthermore, if you're one of these listeners and you're listening to the show, say maybe they're a friend, why not invite them over and get them maybe some Coca-Colas or whatever. Well, you know, you know, and you could say, you can come over at about 6:15, maybe 6 o'clock. We're going to listen to this Miracle Man show at 6:30. And it's going to go till about 8 o'clock. And I'm going to buy you folks some Coca-Cola and cookies or Coke and popcorn or whatever. Just throwing out an idea at you, that's all. And you and this other person and their kids, because we believe in winning souls. We do. And I just had that kid thing on my heart for a minute. That's why I said that. Now, here's what you can tell listeners about how they can be a part of the show. You can have them go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com. In the search bar, once you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you want to type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. And then in the search bar, Upfront Entertainment. Okay? After you do that, get in the search bar, type that in there, you'll see a link that says Live and Large. After you click on that link that says Live and Large, you'll see a button that says Miracle Man. After you click on the Miracle Man button, you'll see a follow button. What's the follow button all about? When you hit the follow button, you are going to get notified. You would get notified when, as we're setting up to do our shows. And so that is a very awesome thing. You can get notified, say at 6:15. Miracle Man goes live in 15 minutes. And I want to let you know real quick, it's always a smart thing to listen to this radio program on your smartphone. Amen. We really do believe that. We really do believe that. Because all that other stuff you can do on your phone, all those puzzles, all those apps you can get, all those, all that navigation. Oh, by the way, that GPS app you got on your phone, that doesn't have a way to get to heaven on it. There is one way to heaven, and it is through God. But my point is, this program has the Word of God on it. Those other programs you got on your phone, unless it's a Bible app or something, they don't have it. But this does, like on your browser. There's not an iPhone app or Android app for Blog Talk Radio. So keep that in mind. You'll have to go into your web browser or Google it. So that's what you'll have to do. Number to call into the Miracle Man Show. You are more than welcome to call into the Miracle Man Show, like we had that caller earlier, who was my mother. She called in. She calls in sometimes on into the show. It's wonderful when she calls in. But you can be like my mother and call into the show. And the number to call into the Miracle Man Show. Now I'm going to say, first before I give the number, if you would like prayer for anything, if you would like to make a request for me, the Miracle Man, is there a certain song you would like me to sing? Is there a sports question you would like to ask me? Is there something that maybe I said wrong that I should have said differently? Or whatever it may be, as long as it's not political. You are more than welcome to call into the show and talk to me directly. The number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. When you hear the prompt that says, press 1 to call into a live radio program, go ahead and press 1. My assistant Lauren will let me know that we have a caller. I'm going to say okay. Then we'll pick up the phone and I'll say, what say you? How are you this evening? Welcome to the Miracle Man program. And we'll go from there, praise God. Praise God. I don't know about you listeners, but I'm ready for the word of the Lord. Yes, I am, and I'm ready to teach. Let me just check my clock. Well, I'm just going to play real quick, and then we're going to get going. Sorry, when you had a weekend like that and everything else, and we already had a caller that just sometimes just takes the prelims a little later than you want to go, but sometimes that's just what happens. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for these listeners. I thank you that you bless these listeners tonight, wherever they are, whatever they have need of. Thank you that you meet their needs, whatever these needs are tonight. Thank you that these people have hearts ready to receive, ears ready to hear, and mind that can understand this word tonight. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Master, for you working on the inside of these people. Thank you for this show, Lord God, right now. I thank you that we have more and more listeners in the name of Jesus. Thank you for partners, Lord God, coming into this program. I thank you for finances coming into the show. And I thank you most importantly for souls, people giving their lives to you, whole families giving their lives to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 26, Matthew 26. Now, I am going to read the chapter. I'm going to give special focus, however, on Matthew 16:30, because that's where the Last Supper was. Just want to encourage you to follow along. Whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do wherever you are. And praise God. Just hope you're ready to receive. Man, let me just think here. 71. Oh my goodness, this is 75 verses in it. I think I'm going to read down to like verse 40. And then or something, and then we'll pick it up again tomorrow. But I am going to give you the first part of chapter 26, including what I want to focus on for this evening. This way I'll have time to exhort you and still have time to sing a song and be able to still do sports. And if you're not there, if you're not in Matthew 26 by now, I'm sending you to New Convert School. That was a place to laugh. Don't you think that's pretty funny, Lauren? Yep, if you're not there, I'm sending you to New Convert School. Okay, I'm just kidding, but please follow along. I want you to see these scriptures for yourself. Okay? Praise God. Verse 1. When Jesus had finished saying all of these things, he said to his disciples, "As you know, the Passover is 2 days away. And the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." You see, what happened right there was Jesus right there prophesied that in a couple of days that he'd be handed over to be crucified. That's just a little pointer right there. I'm going to continue. And I don't have all the time to just keep stopping and giving these pointers. But right now, I'm just going to keep reading. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and they plotted to arrest Jesus in some sly way and to kill him. I'm just turning the page. "But not during the feast," they said, "or there may be a riot among the people." Verse 6. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. And when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I tell you the truth. Wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Sorry about that. I'm not just reading that title thing. Verse 14 now. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" So they counted out for him 30 silver coins. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. The Lord's Supper. Now, verses 17 to 30, listeners, I want you to pay very close attention. On the first day of a feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Judas and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" In other words, where do you want us to set everything up for the meal? Jesus replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. And when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, 'I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me.' They were very sad, and they began to say to him, one after another, 'Surely not me, Lord. Well, it must be me.' Jesus replied, 'The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me.'" Verse 24. "The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Wow. Verse 25. No, the Bible didn't say wow. I did. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "Yep. Yes, it is you." While they were eating, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, now this is the part where they have communion. "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung a hymn, they went to the Mount of Olives. We're going to, like I said, I'm going to read this passage where it talks about the denial of Jesus by Peter. And then after that, I'm going to exhort. Then Jesus told them, "This very night, you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me or deny me 3 times. But Peter declared, "Even if I die with you, I will never disown you." And the other disciples said the same thing. Let's see here. Let's read this passage too. We'll go down to verse 46. And then that's where we're going to cut it off for tonight. Is after that. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. So they're in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples, and he found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked. "Peter, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body or flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once again. And he prayed, the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Oh, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let's go. Here comes my betrayer." Or, as I like to say it sometimes, you know, when I got to get ready to go somewhere, sometimes I like to say, "We gotsta." Amen. That's what Jesus basically would have told him is, "We gotsta." You know, my betrayer's on his way. But, no. Let's get to the heart of this particular story. So, here's what you have going on here. So, what you have started going on here is you have Jesus tells the disciples, "Hey guys, will you go to this certain house and set up the banquet?" And they do, just as he asks them to. Then he comes and they have dinner together. And then Jesus looks at the disciples and he tells them, "You know, one of you is going to betray me." And they basically all look at him and they're like, "Oh, dear Jesus, I hope it's not me." And then some of them are like, "Well, it must be me. Maybe it's Simon. Maybe it's one of these other ones. Maybe it's Bartholomew. Maybe it's..." And then Jesus said, "The one who dipped his hand into a certain plate, that's the one that's going to betray me. Judas Iscariot looks at Jesus and says, "Well, Lord God, surely it's not me, is it?" And then Judas looks at him. I mean, Jesus looks at him and says, "Judas, it is you. You are the one that will betray me." He prophesied knowing that he would do that. And then, a couple minutes later, they get the unleavened bread out. And then Jesus, as they're getting ready, you know, to have communion, they're still kind of discussing it in that. And then they got the communion out. And then Jesus says, take it. He gets the bread out and he says, take it, eat it. And then, this is my body, you know, and then, you know, and he's like, you know, and then after that, they get the fruit of the vine. And he says, drink this, all of you. And then they drink it. And then in Mark, Luke, John, it says, as often as you do this, as often as you eat unleavened bread and drink of the vine, or, as we would think of it in America, it would be like a direct from Jesus to us. As often as you take this cracker, eat this cracker, and drink this juice, I mean, and by the way, when you do it, it's more than a cracker and juice. If you're thinking, and by the way, if you're thinking of communion as a cracker and juice, then don't take communion then. We take communion in remembrance Jesus did for us. It is not about a little cracker and couple of sips of grape juice. It's not. It's about the remembrance of Jesus and what he did for us on that cross. That cracker represents the body and Jesus dying for our sins. Now the grape juice, that represents, folks, the grape juice, that represents Jesus shedding his blood on the cross for us. Excuse me. And he paid the price for our healing, for our deliverance, for our salvation, for our freedom. Sozo. Saved, healed, and delivered. So, he paid the price for your salvation. But you have to ask him into your heart. He paid the price for your healing. He paid the price for your deliverance. All right there on that terrible cross. I mean, yes, I love the cross, but, I mean, that death he died. And so brutal. He did that for us. He did that for us. He did that for us. And he said, as often as you do it. He didn't say how often you have to do it. He said, as often as you do it. And the more you do it, the better. But don't just make it a motion. Don't just make it okay, I had communion. No. You should be praying before you take it. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died on the cross I thank you for these elements. I take these elements, I take this bread and this fruit of the vine. I take this in remembrance of you and what you did for me. I thank you for this blood covenant that I have with you. In Jesus' name. That's how you do it. Now, that's how you do it. And then it's not a good, it's a really good idea too, after you take communion, to just thank God for what he's already done in you, for you. And to praise him for what he's going to do for you. We had one guest speaker at our church many years ago that said that. I was little. I was in children's church. My mom told me about it. And so that thought just came to my mind recently, like in the last few days. And so I was just thinking about that. And it's a really good idea to just, when you do communion, do it with the heart of gratitude unto God. And if you have aught against someone, aught against your brother, aught against God, and you're just not acting right in the eyes of God, and you're not humble, then you got to get that fixed with God. And you shouldn't partake of it until you get it fixed. However long that takes. For those of you who wonder, what about my kids taking communion? I would recommend that your kids take communion when they understand why they take it. She used to ask, when I was real little, my mom, like 6, 7, when we started doing it, why do we take the cracker? Why do we take the juice? And I'd answer correctly, and then we'd pray over it and then partake. That's how it's supposed to be. But no, but at that supper, you know, he just kind of reflected on his ministry, I imagine, and I imagine there might have been some other things at the supper that aren't mentioned in the Bible. Maybe they had little awards or something. Maybe they, you know, but praise God for the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for paying the price for our sin. On that cross. But we have Resurrection Sunday coming up, in a few days. And I'm looking forward to that, but first, I've got a song I'd like to sing, and then we're going to pray. Close out in prayer, and then we're going to talk for a few minutes. Let me just check my clock real quick. Well, and listeners, if you're taking medicine, if you're taking medicine, it's 7:43. Yeah, one pastor, that Rod Parsley guy I told you about, and some of his own old stuff I've seen on video before, like on YouTube or whatever, he used to say that sometimes when we're getting ready to close the service, he would say, if you're taking medicine, it's 11:53 or whatever. That's pretty funny, don't you think? I love it. but you know, Savior, my friend, my friend, you the Word became flesh for my sin and death. Now you're risen, everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me, lead me to the cross. You were as I tempted and tried. You will. Redemption's in your blood was spilled. Now you're risen. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Oh, lead me to the cross, to your heart. Lead me 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 to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me, Lord. Oh, lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. rid me of myself. I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this word. We thank you for this week, Lord God. Very big week for Christians. Very important week. It's not about Easter eggs. It's not about candy. It's not about Krispy Kreme jelly bean donuts, even though I want them. It's not about these earthly things we do. It's not about a bunny. It's about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. You died on the cross Friday. You rose from the grave Sunday. You rose from the grave. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this great word. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. All right. Let's talk about the Tigers first. Well, the Tigers were in the midst of a nice big winning streak. They were doing so well. It was like nothing could go wrong for a while. They were doing so great, so unbelievable. And then they won Thursday. Even. But then Friday they were supposed to play in Minneapolis, but Minneapolis, Minnesota, that snowstorm from Thursday kind of snowed them out for Friday, so they didn't play Friday. Saturday had finally warmed up and they had gotten snow off the field and what have you, so they could play a baseball game. But the Tigers lost 4-3. Then, yesterday the Tigers played the Twins. They fall 6-4. What happened to all that great pitching? What happened to it? What happened? Now, where are they right now? Right now, the Tigers have 8 wins and 7 losses. The Twins have 8 wins and 4 losses. Big difference is a couple believe they have a rain out, probably an extra off day, now a snow out, probably another off day, and then possibly another snow out, I think it might have been, for Minnesota. So in terms of head-to-head right now, Minnesota would be in first place, I believe. And then Detroit, Cleveland, close together. So that's where the Tigers stand right now. Tomorrow, the Tigers start a series against a short 2-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates at Comerica Park. Game 1 is tomorrow at 6:40. Game 2 is Wednesday at, I believe, 6:40. Like I said, both of these are at Comerica Park. Now, for the Pistons, It was pretty ugly last night as they just got rocked around all night by the Bucks. And the Bucks had not won any playoff series since 2001. The Pistons' last playoff series win was back in 2008. If the Pistons want to make sure that the losing streak for the Bucks continues, oh, they got to get to work right now. They'll have to get to work right now. They'll have to play a good game either tomorrow or Wednesday or whatever. They've really spread out these playoffs things. It's really getting annoying how spread out these playoffs are becoming now. Kind of annoying in my mind. And as to why they're doing it, I don't know. I think it's kind of dumb. Also, I guess I can see why they don't have the playoffs, only have six teams in it. Because then it would make it harder for the whittle down process. Maybe they need to make it 12 teams. Or maybe something like that. Maybe they just need to make it 8 teams, period. Do away with the whole East and West when it comes to the playoffs altogether. Try to make it more competitive so that you don't have one seed, 8 seeds, always being swept by one seeds in the East, which always tends to be the case. I'm glad the Pistons finally got in the playoffs. I'm glad for that. But I need to see them play better than what they did last night. That was terrible. And Blake Griffin got ejected for a level two flagrant foul. I've yet to see what the fine will be and the possible suspension. I hope he doesn't get suspended because that could easily get us down to nothing. And the good news is that after game two, they'll go to Little Caesars Arena. Maybe them going back to Little Caesars Arena will provide them with that spike that they need. And I hope the Little Caesars Arena crowd will be very hostile to the Bucks and make it hard for them and can maybe throw them off balance a bit. Maybe that guy that is so used to hearing MVP, MVP in that stadium over there in Milwaukee, he might have set up to say, "Coach, it's hard to hear in here. These fans are so fired up." That's what I would like to see happen. But we'll have to wait and see. You might be thinking, "Miracle Man, are you going to predict the outcome of the rest of the series right now?" No. I'm going to wait and see what happens the next time the Pistons play, and then make a prediction after that. The Pistons can win, and then they can win one or both at Little Caesars Arena. If they could win their next game in Milwaukee and win both Little Caesars Arena, that would be beautiful. That would be so beautiful. But they'll have to play a lot better than they did last night because that was unacceptable. Okay. Now, Tiger Woods, he was down by like at least 4 or 5 strokes yesterday. But guess who did really good yesterday and was able to win a big major yesterday? Tiger Woods is your Masters champion yesterday. Tiger Woods is his first major in about a decade. Props to soccer. So big congrats to Tiger Woods on that. I think that was really good for golf. That makes me more apt to want to listen to the next major golf tournament that Tiger's in, with hope that he could win a tournament. I just think that's good news for golf. So, praise God. Until tomorrow night, everybody, God first, God always. So long, everybody.